This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMV.
More than 2,709,000 troops served in Vietnam between 1964 and 1975. Throughout the Vietnam War era, more than 265,000 women served in the armed forces of the United States. But an unsung cadre who volunteered to serve in Vietnam were the civilian women who worked for the USO. During the Vietnam War, 23 USO clubs served the troops in Vietnam and Thailand. Fort Hunter Liggett, Army Reserve Base in Monterey County, recently hosted a special event in conjunction with Women's History Month, honoring the women who served in Vietnam. Even though Mary Beth Breen Collins was a pacifist, her curiosity about the war spurred her to sign up for an 18-month stint as associate director of the DN USO Club, where she served from January 1969 to June 1970. Following a special commendation presented by Base Commander Colonel Kerry Norman for her 18-month tour of duty with the USO, I had the honor to visit with Miss Breen Collins. Your memories of Vietnam have stayed with you forever.
That's for sure. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
And yet, it was curiosity that got you to Vietnam, wasn't it?
Yes. I'd spent time as a high school teacher in Iowa, having my kids write letters to GIs. And then I went to England and was teaching there and living with a pacifist family. And everyone I met would ask me, why are you Yanks in Vietnam? You know, that's so crazy. So when I had the opportunity, I thought I might as well go and find out.
So you went over in 1969?
Correct, January of 69.
And about 18-month tour of duty?
Yes, yes. Came back in June of 70.
While you were stationed there, what were some of the most poignant, powerful memories of your time there?
Well, a lot of them were very similar. You know, you'd be talking to young men. They would come to the USO and see an American woman there and want to talk, just pour their hearts out or, you know, just keep in practice of talking to a woman because they didn't see too many, and the idea was to give them a taste of home. Then sometimes their friends would come back a couple weeks later and they were gone. They had paid the ultimate price.
And you were stationed in a remote USO outfit. You weren't in downtown Saigon.
Right. I started out in Saigon, but our USO in Zion was about 25 miles north of Saigon in a little village. So we were only open during the day. At night, it was VC territory. It was an old French theater. And so we had a snack bar, and we showed movies in the afternoon and had pool tables and a music room where you could play the piano.
In a way, you had no fear. Maybe you didn't know... No good enough.
Yeah.
But you took your Jeep and went out in really obscure places out in the rural countryside by yourself.
Yeah, probably foolishly, as my husband would say, what the do you think you were doing? But as I said, I have a guardian angel that works overtime. And
so you never really felt scared, did you?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Just stupid to be scared, yeah. Until after it was over, and then somebody would say, do you know you just drove through a firefight? No. That's the way I operate.
Very fascinating. And there were other women that served with you.
Yes. Some of my best friends to this day. That at the time, there were about 25 clubs in Vietnam. And, of course, Saigon and Thanh Sanut and Zion were relatively close together. So we did a lot together. And we would get an idea for an adventure and all take it together.
For example, give us an example.
Colonel at the PX one time saw one of my coworkers and I and said, sure, we'd like to have you girls come visit my troops. And we said, well, you get us a chopper and we'll go. So he did, and about six of us went. And when we got back, our boss, who was in charge of all of Vietnam, called us in on the carpet. What do you think you're doing going over there? I have your passports in the safe. And I said, Sam, we didn't stop for any passports. We just flew
right into Cambodia.
Yeah. So, yeah, we would, anytime somebody would get us a chopper, we would go wherever.
Didn't matter where.
No.
So you were really up for the adventure.
Yes, exactly.
And yet it was a very poignant, sad time, too. I mean, you would be visiting with a troop in the USO, and hours later, he's dead.
And we would spend time going to the hospital to visit troops there as well. Yeah.
So when you got back from Vietnam, then you went to work for the airlines?
No. My husband was in the Army, and he was stationed at Fort Ord, so I taught at Seaside High School for 3 years. And then he joined the Foreign Service, so we moved to Washington, D.C., and I worked in a community college. And then when we were overseas, I would work in the embassies, and I did teach school in Berlin. But when we came back and our youngest was in finishing high school, I'd always said to my daughter, you're very good at languages. Go to work for an airline so I can fly free. And she never did. So I saw this ad for ground personnel. I thought airlines only had pilots, mechanics, and flight attendants.
Right.
But they have a lot of other positions, and so I worked in reservations.
So you went to work for United?
Yes, yeah.
Very cool. So you did get around.
Yes.
And you're still getting around. Yeah.
Yes, we have a son in Foreign Service, and he's in Mongolia, so we're going there next month.
Wow. Inner Mongolia or outer Mongolia?
I'm not sure. I'm going to find out when I get there.
Well, Mary, it's been wonderful to visit with you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.
Sky!